It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Carrie Nolan. About 1 in 9 Americans over the age of 65 has dementia, where the brain slowly degrades over time. Caring for someone with limited memory and reasoning has gotten a bit more complicated with recent heat waves. WNYC's Emma Illich Frank reports.
Diane Romano was diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's at the age of 52. That was 9 years ago. Her husband, John, has been caring for her at their home on Long Island, but he and other dementia caregivers have faced an added challenge the last couple of weeks.
I mean, it's difficult caring for someone who has Alzheimer's if you put the weather aside. I mean, just the normal day-to-day. When you add heat and weather to it, it impacts them in a number of ways.
Extreme heat. For most people, it's a nuisance, but for people like Diane, who have dementia, it can be deadly.
When it gets hot, what we see, at least in my wife, is the impact is like 5 times greater than if it were you or I. Her mind can't tell the body to adapt to the heat, and she just kind of wilts.
Romano says most people can change their behavior during a heat wave. Go into the shade, turn on the AC, have a drink of water.
We can make all those decisions. A person with Alzheimer's can't.
Dr. Lirone Sinvani is a geriatrician hospitalist at Northwell Health. She explains that a healthy brain can multitask during a heat wave.
First of all, we're able to sweat when we're hot. We're able to feel thirst. And then we're able to go get water, drink. We really need our brain to be working fully to balance all these things.
But people with dementia have fewer neurons in their brain. Extreme changes to fluid levels in their bodies, like sweating and dehydration, can lead to less blood going to their brain, so they get confused more easily. To complicate matters,
they actually don't feel thirst.
Sinvani says this can happen across the board with people as they age, whether they have dementia or not. Brain cells and circuits don't last forever. But even if someone with dementia knows they're thirsty, they might not be able to get a drink themselves or ask for one. So how can you tell when someone with dementia is dehydrated?
Sometimes it can be confusing because when you feel an older person's hand, it can actually be cold, but they can still be hot.
She says don't rely on their body temperature. Instead, look at their mucous membranes, like inside the mouth and around the eyes.
When they're dry, you know somebody's dehydrated.
Sinvani recommends using an air conditioner if you have access to one. Make sure water or other beverages they may prefer to water are available and be proactive about reminding them to drink. She says there needs to be more awareness around dehydration and dementia. During heat waves, hospital staff get way more visitors.
We're seeing older people coming in with dehydration, with falls, you know, with more confusion, urinary tract infections, which can happen when people get dehydrated.
This is something Enki Yu, a geography professor at SUNY Buffalo, studies. She and other researchers tracked emergency room visits across New York State.
We found the consistent pattern. When the temperature increased over a certain level, there was like uptake of the emergency room visit due to mental disorder.
A study in England released in May estimated that the risk of someone with dementia landing in the ER starts increasing 4.5% for every degree above 17 degrees Celsius. That's 63 degrees Fahrenheit. A 2019 Harvard study found a similar trend in New England. And dementia isn't the only mental disorder ERs see more of during heat waves.
Schizophrenia, anxiety disorder, mood disorder, substance abuse.
They're all sensitive to heat, and suicidal thoughts increase too. Professor Yu says it's partly because hot weather makes it harder to sleep.
You know, imagine, like, people do not sleep well, and then they respond to whatever comes abruptly. So they become more aggressive and violent.
Yu says this problem is set to worsen with climate change. In parts of the country where extreme heat is considered abnormal, fewer people have air conditioning. But those events are becoming more and more normal. And the people who aren't prepared are people who can't afford air conditioning, who live on urban heat islands, and who are disproportionately minorities.
So there is also the disparity. Who's just sent to the emergency room?
So what can people without air conditioning do to make sure the heat doesn't affect vulnerable loved ones? Sinvani and Romano both suggest cooling centers, libraries, senior centers, even Petcos, places the city makes sure are cool and open to the public.
I know some caregivers who have thrown their spouse in the car and drove to the local mall on a hot day just to walk the mall to be in cool air conditioning.
Romano says the Alzheimer's Association has programs to help caregivers. And Sinvani says talk to a medical provider to find other forms of support. Combined, their message is clear. Don't be afraid to lean on others to beat the heat. Emma Illick-Frank, WNYC News.